More than a decade ago, the Tasmanian government launched a big baiting campaign to rid the state of foxes. There were signs all over the island. You might recall a story back in 2001 that three hunters brought 19 fox cubs to the state and set them loose. Well, the police investigated, and it turns out it was just that, a story. Well, now a new independent scientific review of Tasmania's fox eradication program says there's no credible evidence of foxes living and breeding in Tasmania at all. Ian Townsend reports.
Foxes? What do you want to know about them?
In Tasmania, the small town of Longford is Fox Central. This is where hunters were supposed to have brought in foxes, raised them, and released them across the state. The rumours started back in 2001 that up to 19 foxes had been illegally imported, and it started a decade-long multi-million dollar fox eradication program. Fox ecologist Clive Marks was brought in to help kick off the program, believing that the importation of foxes really happened. But a few years ago, he was shown police reports that had long before dismissed the allegations as hearsay, gossip and rumour. Today, Clive Marks is leading a scientific team that's found no credible evidence for foxes living and breeding in the island state at all.
Here's an example where you can propose that something exists when it doesn't. And if you follow that narrative with a suitable amount of media and spin doctoring, you can get a good proportion of people believing it.
The existence of foxes in Tasmania has been a big bone of contention for years. The Fox Eradication Program declined an interview. A former spokesman for the program is biologist Nick Mooney, who left the department several years ago and is now a wildlife consultant.
We were confident the evidence showed that there was a high enough risk that something substantial had to be done. The simple fact is, if you wait long enough till everyone's happy there are foxes in Tasmania or satisfied there are foxes in Tasmania, it's too late to do anything because there will have to be so many there that people start shooting them and, you know, we start shooting them or the police shoot one or whatever. And it'll be too late to do anything. That's the problem.
But there's another problem. The eradication program's been running for more than a decade, and it has not shot, photographed, or trapped a live fox, or found evidence of a baited fox. There have been thousands of reported sightings, though, as well as several dead foxes, and tests identifying fox DNA in 56 predator scats, or poo. The new review by the team of scientists has gone over all the evidence and is disputing it. Veterinary pathologist Dr. David Obendorf is part of that team.
The difficulty this program had was it used a great deal of propaganda and public relations to get across its message, but it failed to actually pass the first test, which was the onus of proof test. People need to know that this has been independently, repeatedly demonstrated, that you have got evidence that shows that the fox is in the landscape. So what we've got is a situation where the threat has always been a real threat for Tasmania, but the presence of evidence is completely zero.
The former commander of the police task force that found no substance to the rumour that those foxes had actually been released is Ivan Dean, and he's now a politician in the Tasmanian upper house. He's always been a strong critic of that decade-long fox eradication program.
There's been in the realms of about $50 million spent on this program, and when you look at the whole of the evidence that on which this was built, it falls away to absolutely nothing. And it's, in my opinion, it has been $50 million wasted.
It may confirm what many Tasmanians believed all along, that there were no foxes there in the first place.
Well, I hear a lot of people talking, they do a lot of shooting, there's no foxes about.
Nobody you know ever seen a fox?
No.
Well, if there's a fox about, he's hanging out with that Tasmanian tiger, old mate.
Patrons at the Blenheim Inn Hotel in Longford, Tasmania, speaking to Ian Townsend. And you can hear Ian's full report about the great Tasmanian fox hunt on Background Briefing this Sunday morning after the 8 o'clock news.